Hello again and welcome back to Aha with Alistair. Today we're off to the opera with the South Bend Symphony. We'll be sharing insights on our uniquely crafted program, how it came about, the artists who'll be performing, and the music we've chosen for this, our fourth Jack M. Champagne Masterworks concert of the season. Our concert is another collaboration with our dear friends at South Bend Lyric Opera. And joining me here in the studio is the artistic director of South Bend Lyric Opera, Emmanuel Christian Karaman. Welcome, Emmanuel.
All right. Thank you so much. I'm really excited about this. You know, I have never been on a podcast. I've been on radio programs and TV, but never. And you know, this is so exciting to be on a podcast with you.
Wow. Well, we are excited to have you here. Now, before we get going into our program, tell us a little bit about South Bend Lyric Opera.
So South Bend Lyric Opera is the baby of myself and my friends at Lang Lab. If you know anything about Lang Lab, is a cool place, a former factory turned into a performing space and deli and cafe and all kinds of things. About 8 years ago, we talked about putting an opera there. And because it's such a bohemian space, mm-hmm. we thought, hey, let's do La Bohème. Ah. So we started our company with La Bohème. We didn't know if the company is going to continue after that. We just wanted to see how it is. And we're still here today, 8 years later.
That's just fantastic. And I've enjoyed coming to your productions, not just at Lang Lab, but elsewhere in South Bend. And you've been doing some fantastic work.
Yes, we like to go various places and perform. Our last performance, we were at Stanley Clark School. Mm-hmm. We've performed at IUSB, and we've performed at the Bartolo, and especially the very first few years, we performed the Lang Lab.
Just brilliant. And so being aware of this in the South Bend Symphony Orchestra, of course, it was only a matter of time before we did something together, opera and symphony, and we collaborated. Was it in 2022?
In 2022, that's true. And it was such an exciting time. I remember you and I talking, and then I remember inviting you to Hansel and Gretel.
Ah.
And you weren't in town. It's like, oh, but next time I'll come. And then you came to Rigoletto, and then we started the conversation about creating a collaboration between the two of us, and that's where La Traviata came about.
We chose La Traviata, yeah. Absolutely. And we fully staged it, but the orchestra used about a third of the stage. Mm-hmm. The rest of the stage was for the action. We had a great director in Carl Ratner. The chorus, Nancy Menk's South Bend Chamber Singers,
yes.
were above in the choir loft, so we used all the space we could, and I was stuck in the corner on stage right, just about able to see everybody because there's no pit in De Bartolo. It's a concert hall. But we made it work, and it was unbelievably special.
It was tremendous. And I remember we had to actually be very creative with the space. So we had to have a monitor on stage left so we can see you if we didn't look that way.
Right.
And then the orchestra was right next to us, which was a beautiful feeling to have all of that power right behind. So it was a special moment for all of us, and I loved it, yeah.
Oh, it was amazing. We invited Anya Matanovic, a singer, a soprano who's worked at the Met. She sang our Violetto next to your Alfredo. And we had Samson McCready, an up-and-coming baritone, to sing the role of Germain.
Yeah, and that was really exciting. Anya did such a beautiful job, and I had so much fun working with both of them, but with the rest of the cast, too.
Yes, it was great. Because your students and local community members filled out the rest of the roles, is that right?
Yes, and that's part of our mission with SBLO, to bring people from the community together on the performing stage and working with such amazing artists like Anya and with you. And being conducted and music directed by you was a great experience for all of them. So
it's absolutely no surprise that we have been scheming another collaboration, and it's going to be happening next season. And we're going to be putting on Puccini's Tosca in the same space.
Yes, and that is really exciting. Mm-hmm. I have a story about that. There are a couple of friends of ours that have been with us as supporters since the very beginning. They kept asking us, hey, when are you going to do Tosca? And I'm like, well, we will. And here we are almost 10 years later. We're bringing Tosca to them.
Well, we can't wait. But of course, we couldn't wait until next year. We had to do something before then. So, I mean, South Bend loves its opera. And so we thought, let's do a concert in the Morris. Let's bring Southland Lyric Opera to the Morris, where we can have the full orchestra playing. And that's how we came up with our program that we're supposed to be talking about, not digressing too much.
That is true.
A Night at the Opera, which is going to be a program of famous and beloved arias, duets, trios, choruses, overtures from, I counted, 14 different operas by 10 different composers.
Yes.
Now, have you ever done a program like this before?
Only two times in my career. I've done one actually in 2022 in Miami for their 25th year anniversary, and that was pretty exciting. But this is special to me. This is special because we're doing it here, and it's such an exciting time for us with SBO to collaborate with the Southern Symphony Orchestra and have a community coming around like Vesper Chorale as well, who are going to be our chorus for this.
Right, Vesper Chorale, conducted by Jeshua Franklin.
Yes.
And it's another community affair that we have going. I've never done anything on this scale. I've done small opera evenings, but we've chosen the singers. You'll be our tenor. Anya's coming back to be our soprano.
Very exciting.
Very exciting. And we have a marvelous baritone called Morgan Smith, with whom I knew and worked with several times in Seattle. And he'll be joining us. We've got a trio of fantastic singers. We've got Jeshua's chorale, the Vesper Chorale, and we've got the South Bend Symphony Orchestra. You know, we're going to hear excerpts from some of the best and most famous operas, you know, ever composed, like Mozart's Magic Flute, Bizet's Carmen, Puccini's not just Tosca, but Turandot and La Boheme. We got Wagner's Rienzi Overture for the orchestra to really show off, and Verdi's most famous chorus, the Va Pensiero. We can't wait to hear that. It's just such a fantastic program, and you may not recognize the songs by the names, but I guarantee you that you'll recognize most of the program when you're listening to it. So I've got a question for you, Emmanuel. Why do the tenors always get the best arias?
Well, that's because we're the best. No, I'm just joking. I think it was a development throughout opera history where initially were the baritones more the heroic type, but then during the Romantic period, we started to get more and more, especially with Caruso, Enrico Caruso, the very famous tenor who was able to sing high and loud. Mm-hmm. but it was the idea of the young lover, the heroic type. So I think at one point people decided, the composers decided that's the voice for that.
And the bass became the baddie.
Or the dad.
Or the dad, or the father-in-law.
Or the father-in-law. Yes. But for the most part, I think there is this idea of love and heroism.
Absolutely. Yeah. And several of your songs reflect that.
Exactly.
So I think the first time we'll hear you will be in a duet from Donizetti. Then we're going to hear you in Nessun Dorma, one of the most famous tenor arias ever.
Yes.
We're going to hear you in some La Boheme duets with Morgan singing O Mimi, and then with Anya.
With
Anya singing O Suave Fanciulla.
O Suave Fanciulla,
just gorgeous stuff. Yeah. Do you have a favorite aria?
I have many favorite moments in operas and duets, and I love O Suave Fanciulla, but I do love E Lucevan le Stelle, which is from Tosca. Mm. It's such a beautiful, beautiful aria. The melodic line just soars and then is just combining with the harmonic structure underneath of the orchestra. It's just a beautiful, crafted aria.
Do you have a favorite singer who's ever sung that in history?
I do.
Who might that be?
Luciano Pavarotti.
I've heard of him.
Yes.
Why don't we hear Luciano singing E Lucevan le Stelle from Tosca. And before we hear it, just set up what's happening in the opera at this moment.
So at this moment, Cavaradossi is in jail, put in jail by Scarpia, hoping Scarpia was his enemy, wanting to get rid of him and be with Tosca. But he's in jail, and he's asking the jailer, he's told you have one more hour to live, he's asking the jailer to write a letter to Tosca, and that's E Lucevan le Stelle is the letter that he's writing to her. And we don't know what's going to happen. He may or may not be executed. We'll see.
What a stunning moment in opera. Indeed. Oh, gosh, I can't wait to hear you sing that, Emmanuel.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Wow. Hey, you know, I do have a question for you. What are you looking forward to most?
In our program? Gosh, well, I'm looking forward to every single piece, every single number, because we put it together, didn't we? You know, I've got to say that, yes, singers are amazing. But the orchestra, of course, is a vital part of all operas. When I go to the opera, I always try and get a seat where I can not only see the stage, but also see the orchestra and the conductor. You know, the orchestra, I feel, carries a production. It supports the singers. It adds a crucial dramatic dimension. And I can't wait to hear how our South Bend Symphony tackles all these accompanimental roles, as well as shining on their own with Mozart's Magic Flute Overture and Wagner's dramatic Rienzi Overture. Oh, of course, I'm looking forward to hearing your, Anya's and Morgan's voices together and our chorus. I'm also looking forward to what's new for me. I mean, I love discovering new things, as do our audiences, who are fantastically open and curious. And we have two arias that are new to me by two of the biggest and most successful living American composers today. They are Kevin Poots and Jake Heggie. Now, Kevin's opera, Silent Night, premiered just a few years ago, 2011, and it is about the ceasefire during World War I, and Morgan Smith will be singing a poignant aria from this opera. The composer Jake Heggie wrote an opera about the famous story Moby Dick, and the role of Starbuck was created especially for Morgan Smith, which is an amazing connection that I look forward to learning more about. Of course, I'm also looking forward to how we end the program. It's ending with Tosca, which is so important for us because it sets up the teaser for next year when we do the whole thing. We're going to hear three numbers, Luceva le stelle. We'll hear the big soprano aria, Visse d'arte. And then we're going to end with the mighty Act One finale, the Te Deum, with Scarpia, sung by Morgan Smith and the Vesper Chorale, taking us to the most dramatic ending of an opera evening.
Incredibly exciting.
So why is opera so exciting? Why is it so great, Emmanuel?
It's because it's the human experience brought to stage, the human emotion. And it's not just that, but we try to bring that with everything else, with the lights, with the sets, with the costumes, the colors, the, you know, just the visual, as well as the auditory experience that the audience get when they walk into an opera hall.
And the audience, of course, is very much part of it. We feed off the audience and their reactions, and they're so, so important in an opera to be experiencing this together.
Yes.
It's great. You know, I love going to the opera. I love hearing just one opera, but I also love these evenings of huge variety. So we've never done a program like this before, and we can't wait to bring to South Bend the best of operas: passion, emotion, comedy, tragedy, joy, happiness, love, lust, revenge, ecstasy, death. We've got bullfighters, pilgrims, lovers, bohemians, a chief of police, rivals, soldiers, sailors, prisoners, masons. I mean, how is it even possible to fit all this into one program?
I love the sailors.
Yeah. Well, don't take our word for it. Come experience for yourselves. It's going to be one fantastic evening. We look forward to sharing it with you. Emmanuel, thank you for your insights.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
And thank you for listening to Aha with Alastair and Emmanuel.